USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrat said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.